Two periods in the books, and after 40 minutes in Sault Ste. Marie, the grounds trail the Niagara Ice Dogs by a score of 5-1. Jerry Liscombe Jr. bringing you back inside, all part of your Chucks Rodos second intermission. We're at Chucks. You can watch all the Hounds home and away games, and very pleased to be joined live here on the broadcast by the commissioner of the Ontario Hockey League, Brian Crawford. And let's just dive right into it. We're 4 months on the job since that announcement back in August, I believe.
Yeah, I think we announced August it was 6th, June, and then officially started on the 6th, kind of actually started after the announcement. But, yeah, it's been a bit of time. And, you know, settling in, it's been a fast and furious start, though, that's for sure. A lot of exciting things going on.
How hard was that when you officially start in August, season starts in September? You're really thrown into things really quickly. How did you find that really quick adjustment?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, I was fortunate. I took the time through June and July to really, start to get acclimatized to the league and took advantage of that. But I think jumping right into the start of the season, like, there isn't much you're going to change or do kind of right then and there, and it's a great opportunity to start learning and seeing how things operate right away. And we've made some, we've made some changes here and there on some things, and starting to get some programs in place for next season and beyond. But it's been a great start, and it's obviously a really exciting time for hockey in our league.
Small sample size or period, but what would you say has been the most rewarding part of this time so far, and what's been the most challenging?
It's been really rewarding to get to go to all of the communities and meet with people and really learn the league from the inside out. It has been provided the opportunity to really, see what it is that makes the league so great. And that's just how deep rooted the teams are in each of the communities. And so that's been incredibly rewarding. Part of it. Challenging, there's, unfortunately some of the day-to-day challenges and some of the things that, call it like nonsensical things that happen in the league that, we're trying to improve upon and we're trying to get past and trying to, create a better product. And, some of that sort of stuff, it's a challenge for, all of us in the league and in the office. And, you don't want to have to deal with some of those sorts of things, but it's part of the job and part of what we're tasked to do in terms of protecting the integrity of the league and moving it forward in the right direction.
And I have to ask you, and with all due respect to everyone underneath you, but when you come in following someone that's been in position for 45 years, is it tough to change mindsets and tendencies of maybe how things have been compared to how you want them to be?
I think transition is tough for everyone, and for some it might be a little bit more difficult than others. And for some, they're kind of super keen for it and really interested. And, kind of the interesting thing about, replacing somebody that's been there for 45 years just by walking in the door, it's, ultimately different. And so that's a unique opportunity, for me to get to follow in the footsteps of a leader like Dave Branch that, had built this league over 45 years was, incredibly special. It's very rewarding. The league's in a great place. And, I think there's lots of things that, if I am authentic in the way that I approach things that, we can, continue to take strides in a new direction as we move forward and build from the foundation that we have.
Tell the ground listeners, I'm sure you've talked about this many times, but you look back at your playing days, CFL, you have RBC Canadian Open, OUA Sports, Canada Basketball, now the Ontario Hockey League. I mean, that's a very diverse portfolio to be a part of and obviously to have an impact with.
Yeah, I mean, I've been really fortunate to have some, great experiences in my life and professional career and, getting to spend a long time in the CFL and get to learn from people like Michael Pinball Clemens and, Mike O'Shea was a teammate of mine and coach and is, one of the smartest, coaches that there is in sport now with his success in Winnipeg is obvious. And, yeah, getting to just do different things in different places and spending a lot of time in the OUA and really learning how to run a league. 23 leagues for men and women is essentially what that was, and 20 of the very much the same markets as in the OHL. So that was a really good, kind of training ground for this role. And then, continuing on to work at the national level in basketball and develop properties, develop partnerships, and then spending, a considerable amount of time with the PGA Tour and working with, an exceptionally professional organization that does things really well at a premium level and, really learning from all those and trying to bring, those sorts of experiences you know, to bear, you know, in this role. And I think that they all have done, you know, their part in helping prepare me to take on these challenges. And I think that it's also allowed me to have a pretty wide lens for things and a pretty different way of being able to think about challenges and opportunities and you know, be creative in coming up with solutions.
If you're joining us here on the broadcast, speaking with OHL Commissioner Brian Crawford. And Brian, let's talk about the league as some topics and some hot button topics. And that's within the last couple of weeks, the changes to the NCAA eligibility. And I was curious to get your opinion on how does that bode for the Ontario Hockey League? And are there the pros and cons that can affect this league with that rule change?
Well, I mean, I think it's incredibly positive for our league and incredibly positive for, you know, all the young players and their families that choose to pursue their, you know, athletic and academic goals through our league. And you know, that's exciting, right? That's exciting. It's going to raise the quality of play in our league. It's ultimately going to raise the quality of players in the system. And I think that's, you know, that is great. And we're really excited about it. We're going to embrace that, of course, you know, to provide an opportunity for our players after they graduate from us, just another choice for where they can go to continue to pursue, you know, those things. So it's a real positive for us. Is there some additional competition that we might face, you know, from recruiting players that are in our league? Yeah, perhaps. But, you know, we're really confident in the product that we have to offer. And we think the opportunity to get all of the best, you know, 16, 17, 18, 19-year-olds in the league and have them here and for them to see what it is that we have to offer and to be able to keep them here and develop them and until they're ready to, you know, move on to the next challenge in their pathway. You know, that's something that we're taking to heart and running with. So it's a big plus, I think, for everyone involved.
Could it possibly, do you feel, bridge the gap between the two sporting organizations as far as the CHL, OHL, and NCAA? Do you think that could bridge the gap between them in their relationship?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, to this point in time through all history, like, you know, really young players had to make decisions about what they wanted to do with their career, you know, their path, their trajectory. And, you know, that's a hard choice to make that early. And to have removed that, I think, is just such a positive, you know, for the players and their families, as I said. So I think that there, you know, will be a really interesting working relationship now going forward. As I said, we really embraced it. You know, we reached right out to the NCAA and all the teams that offer Division I hockey. And here's how you register to recruit. Here's the process. Come on, you know, into our buildings. And we want to open up pathways for our players to move on if that's the pathway that they want to follow. So I think that our two groups will, you know, start to work together more and more. And there'll be, relationships where players that are recruited by NCAA schools and they get directed and placed into our league to develop them until they're ready to move on to the NCAA. And, you know, I think the NCAA traditionally has been an older league anyway. So it could be a really, really great, great fit. And like I said, I think it's just a real positive for hockey as a whole.
Online, a lot of chatter, obviously, about expansion around the Ontario Hockey League. What can you say? Where there's smoke, is there fire?
I mean, it's certainly something that we're looking at, absolutely. And that really is, that includes everything as it relates to our commercial business and how we can grow that, and ultimately invest more into our league, into our sport. And so I think it's a unique time. As the pool of talent has grown and the quality of the play on the ice is going to increase, that we can explore the possibility of adding teams to our league and increasing, you know, our fan base and providing more opportunities for players. So, you know, that's something that we're exploring as we are exploring, you know, all different aspects, you know, our broadcasting and media and marketing and all the other sorts of things that come along with the commercial business. So, you know, we need to be really, you know, open-minded and progressive but in the same vein, also really thoughtful and strategic about, you know, what we choose to do and how we choose to do it in the interest of just growing and expanding our league.
And I'm just going to ask, generally speaking, on that kind of time, the two topics we just talked about, but with the changes to the NCAA, with the topic of potential expansion, can you speak to the fact of perhaps staying on the U.S. side, the states that the footprint the OHL obviously can move into or can draft from? What do you think is ideal to help with that recruiting process and exposure? Where would you like to see, I'm not saying in the immediate future, but where would you like to see the Ontario Hockey League's footprint expand to, whether it be on the Canadian side or the American side of the border?
Yeah, I mean, I certainly think that there's, you know, a tremendous opportunity for us to expand our footprint in the United States. And we have some excellent franchises, obviously Memorial Cup champions in Saginaw that ran a fantastic Memorial Cup last spring. And so I think that there's opportunities, you know, obviously there, you know, to continue to expand in Michigan and through, you know, Pennsylvania and Ohio and New York State. And so those are the sorts of things we're looking at, you know, where those could happen. I think that there's, you know, interesting markets here in Ontario that, you know, have rabid hockey fans and are growing centers and could really make for a great fit. So, you know, ultimately, you know, we need to think about, you know, the geography of our league too, right? We're a bus driven league still. We're a student athlete centered league, you know, so there are kind of, you know, limits to what we can do. You know, we're not getting on planes and flying from place to place. So it has to make sense. It has to create, you know, a broader strength and base for our league to operate.
A couple more for you, for yourself. What would you say, are there any other topics that are number one for you, Brian, that you want to address, progress, or implement in the immediate future that you feel are really important to the Ontario Hockey League that you'd like to put your stamp on?
Yeah, I mean, well, certainly one of the first things that we did right away this year is, you know, investing in player safety and increasing our focus in that area. And that's, you know, critical and paramount that, you know, we make sure that despite the fact that it is a very physical game, that it is as safe as we can make it, that the, you know, kind of plays that are especially dangerous, you know, are removed from the game, and that we can continue to progress in the way that the sport of hockey is progressing. You know, so that's a real big priority. And then, you know, from there, as I said, it's really about developing the commercial business of this league so that we can grow and reinvest in the game and make the player experience better, make the game and game experience better, create a sport and entertainment property, you know, that people really want to be part of, not just, you know, our core fans, but new fans as well. So, you know, there's a number of things that we'll do in the coming years to add properties and assets and grow that side of what it is that we do, and, you know, continue to grow our broadcasting and media, you know, so that we can reach more and more fans.
You're here in Sault Ste. Marie, as I said off the beginning of this interview, as a league-wide tour to visit all the teams, their staff, the facilities. How many have you went through so far?
Yeah, I think I'm 15 or 16 in so far. So
you almost got her done before Christmas.
Yeah, the plan was originally before Christmas, so this was actually going to cap it off, but then we had to make a couple adjustments during the fall here, so we moved a couple to just after into the new year. So a couple more to do, but it's been really fantastic. You know, we have so many different communities, you know, so many different kind of unique things about each community and each team, and, you know, getting to see that, getting to see some of the commonalities and things that we can tie together, the best practices that we can bring to other places, has been, you know, it's the only way that, you know, I think that this job could have been done, was to make sure that I got out there and saw everything.
Had you been to the Sault before?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, actually, I was part of a team that was involved when Algoma became a university.
Okay.
That came up here to see the community, to see the school, to kind of write the reports and stuff. So I had done a full community tour around that a number of years ago when I was part of Ontario University Athletics. So yeah, I'd been to the Sault before, and it wasn't new to me necessarily, but first time to get to, you know, be here for this setting.
What's the visit been like with maybe some of the locals you've chatted with? I know from seeing your tweet, you were welcomed by our beautiful weather outside as soon as you got off the plane.
Yeah,
how's it been?
Yeah, I loved it. No, that was great. We didn't actually know that there was as many snow squalls, and, you know, we flew in and it was a whiteout, and we're like, huh. Yeah, well, feels like winter, feels like hockey season. So not a lot more than is back at home in the GTA right now. But yeah, it's been a great trip, and, you know, you see the passion for the team. One of, you know, a good, very dear friend of mine, a guy by the name of Dan Pino, is from the Sault, is a diehard Hounds fan, has lived in the Guelph area for, you know, like 30 years, but is still a diehard Hounds fan. And, you know, when I got the position, was just so excited about it for me and about the league. And, you know, it was kind of really my first real introduction to just how deep-rooted that, you know, fandom runs. And so getting to meet so many people, and we had a great kind of reception with the players' families before the game today, and getting to speak to them. And, you know, it's really important to, you know, talk to all the constituents that we have and really understand, you know, understand people's motivations and where they're coming from.
Well, Brian, I really appreciate it. You've been bombarded with a number of interviews. I'm sure every venue you answer a lot of the same questions, but I can't thank you enough to you, your wife, Catherine, children, Thomas, Katie, Claire. All the best this Christmas. Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you. Happy holidays.
Appreciate it.
Cheers.
That was Brian Crawford, the commissioner of the Ontario Hockey League, joining us here after 40 minutes of play. That'll do it for our Chuck's Roadhouse second intermission. Chuck, 601 Great Northern Road. When we come back, third period, Hounds and Ice Dogs right around the corner. Pino's Get Fresh. Sault Grounds Hockey, Sault's Rock Station, Rock 101.